Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.
The viewpoints, statements, or beliefs expressed on the following program by the host, guests, or callers are not necessarily the opinions of FantasyXS.com, Media Group, Inc., ownership, management, sponsors, or website. When it comes to South Florida sports teams, very few in the media have witnessed, lived, and covered it like the Big O. Let's start the program dedicated to your favorite South Florida teams with a passion that's unmatched. The Big O Radio Show is on. Here's the Big O.
Alrighty. Well, things aren't good, boys and girls. Kind of told you after this second game that too much life has been given to the Boston Celtics, and they've taken advantage of it. The Heat tonight, I mean, listen, it's kind of this is one of those nights where you have to, you know, step into reality, right? That's kind of really what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. And the problem with our Heat Nation, right, there's been three titles, right? You've had a lot of success. And the problem as of late, you know, like I'll give you an example. And this is what I'll give you an example. This is a good one. Nelson, who follows the show, good dude, right? But, you know, typical fan, a lot of you have these unrealistic expectations. And, you know, you kind of say stupid shit, right? And so he was like, I'm sorry, but if you blow the 3-0 lead and at the end of 3-3 are losing, that flat out tarnishes anything you did previously. You spoke a lot about all the weird things that have happened with the big three and the Bosch's contract and the bird rights and all that in reality. But because Riley was never as influential in bringing those guys together, yada, 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 and all that. But you don't, by losing the 3-0, right, because he was talking about what Butler has done. You know, he says, but Brunson and Randolph are the exact same thing that Jimmy and Bam are. I'm sorry, but if you blow a 3-0 lead at the end of 3-3, losing flat out tarnishes anything you did. See, this is where a guy like Nelson, probably a nice guy, he doesn't know jack shit. He couldn't find his asshole with a funnel. And so there's a lot of you like that, that you couldn't find your asshole with a funnel. You know what I'm saying? If you're at the end of the night and you're going, where's Bam? It's your fault, not Bam's fault. Bam is what he is. He's never going to be a star. He's never going to carry you offensively. Doesn't have that game. He has to play within the offense. He has to be fed the offense. He has to be, you know, given a give and go, an alley-oop play. You know, it has to be like garbage points, that kind of stuff. He can't put it on the, you know, but that's your fault. Because we've had this discussion for a while. Okay? And if you listen to the show, what do I tell you about Eric Spoelstra? Okay, if you listen to the show all the time, what did I tell you about Eric Spoelstra? He makes everything look better than what it really is. So when you had the Scrubberinis, you think you were supposed to go 31-10? And then the following year, you think they got a shot at 45-50 games. Why? Because you think they're better than what they really are. And so last year, you're a shot away with Jimmy Butler. And now you're up 3-0, and you had the break with the Giannis thing this year, and then the bubble thing. You went all the way to the finals. You're really not that good. It's just that Spo makes it look better than what it is. And then you got an idiot like Nelson who says, well, what you did doesn't count. Well, then, you know, this is where Nelson and people like yourselves out there that think like Nelson, that this is why you guys are morons and you're just fans, right? You don't know shit. So if what Jimmy did the last 4 years means nothing, so then who is the guy with the Philadelphia 76ers? Has he been to the Eastern Conference Finals 3 out of 4 years? with a chance to be in the finals twice, once already made it in the bubble, and then he still have a chance. On Monday, Jimmy Butler still has a chance to make it to the NBA Finals again. Get your ass kicked by Denver. The problem is that you've had so much success that you are blowing shit up more than what it really is. This team is not that good. You watched it all year long, and then you talk yourselves into the last 2 weeks thinking that something, like there's something magical going on. And this is why I told you, if you go look at the Panthers, those are real players there. Those are real dogs there. Okay? Verhaeghe is better than anything that's next to Butler. He might be equal to Butler. Okay, but we'll go with Tkachuk and Butler. We'll put them, you know, just for argument's sake. Then there's Barkov. Then there's Verhaeghe. Then there's Bennett. Then there's Reinhardt. All those guys, I'll take over everybody that's around Jimmy Butler. I told you this a couple of weeks ago because you can tell that the Panthers have a legitimate shot. This, folks, here's your problem. The Toad is back to being the Toad. It was a prince for a while. But eventually it was going to go back to being a Toad. Because that's what it is. You can only get so much. You have one star on the team. How many one stars take their team to the Eastern Conference Finals 3 out of 4 years? You don't want to believe that right now because you're pissed because you lost a 3-0 lead. But that's your fault because you keep thinking that a whole bunch of a team with no star, you know, Jimmy in a real world is probably a number two, right? He's number two to Alonzo. He's number two to Wade. He's number two to LeBron, right? The number ones that we've had here, he's number two to that. Okay. Bam's not even a one, two, or a three. But the Heat sell you that stuff because they have to. They sign them to the contract. God bless them. They got to do that. .99% of the media buys the bullshit. They write it, talk about it, and tell you Bam's a star, and you believe it. And so now reality is smacking you in the face, and you're pissed because you had a 3-0 lead. And then you got people like Nelson, which thank you, Nelson, for the text because, bro, you know, I love like stupidity and it's great material because then there's other people going, shit, man, I feel just like Nelson. I'm about to trash Jimmy Butler. What more do you want from Jimmy Butler, bro? What more do you want? The guy in Philadelphia just won the MVP. Can he take his team to the Eastern Conference Finals 3 times in 4 years? Has he been to the finals? So to complain about Jimmy Butler, I get it, bro. He had a shitty night. At the end, he came through, got some baskets. All to pick on Jimmy Butler at this point, it just shows, like a guy like Nelson, you're an inconsiderate fucking fan, bro. That's what you are. And then you lack fucking knowledge. So you say stupid shit like that. You should be grateful that Eric Spoelstra and Jimmy Butler have got the rag and have squeezed out every single ounce of win they could possibly have from it. But see, the ignorant and lost Heat fan gets cocky and the fucking moron thinks he's going to go beat Denver too. Because you're a fan. You're fanatical, bro. Or ma'am, or sir, or lady, whatever you are, I don't care what you are, you're an idiot. So don't be an idiot and be appreciative, as pissed off as you are right now, as frustrated as you are right now. You can't ask more of what this bunch has done in 4 years. If you look in the mirror and you're honest, nobody else in the Eastern Conference does more with less. And they were never supposed to win the title. And guess what? 4 years ago, they could have won it. Because, or 3 years ago, right? It was 3 years ago. If Bam and Dragon stay healthy, man, that's when they were playing with that's when Stella had her groove. Stella never had her groove here. Okay? This was an aberration of a window for a couple of weeks where they started to shoot the ball really well. And they started to, you know, things started to go the way, and then the breaks went their way. Now the breaks aren't going your way as much, are they? And then the other team is playing up to you know, its potential. Because, you know, Boston has more talent. Now, again, are you looking in the mirror and saying, Boston is better. They have more talent. They have more stars. Miami has one star. One star. And by the way, did I not tell you that Caleb Martin, if I'm going to look at anybody on this fucking team that has one inkling of a chance to be a star next to Jimmy Butler, who did I tell you was it? It was Caleb Martin, not Bam Adebayo, because he doesn't have the offensive game to be a star. He's a super role player. Bam Adebayo will always be a super role player. Set that pick. Hand that ball off. You know, do that. Grab a rebound. Put back a garbage basket. Get a block here and there. Do the things that Bam does great. He's a super role player. But you're a moron if you think he's going to be an offensive anchor of your team. No one can be an offensive anchor of your team when they rely on the offense for their offense in order to produce. Stars are the offense, and the offense revolves around them. That's not Bam. Caleb, on the other hand, would you like to go through the stats? I don't know. Would you like to do that right now? Do I need to do that right now? Do I need to like look at the stats right now for Caleb Martin and for Bam Adebayo in a key game? What did you need? Let's see. Caleb Martin, 7 of 13, 4 of 8 from three-point range, 21 points, 15 rebounds, and 1 turnover. Bam Adebayo, 4 of 16 shooting. The man needed 16 shots to get 11 points. Picked up 13 rebounds, 5 assists, and 1 block. But you know what we got the media doing in the media room? Asking Coach Spo about closeout red uniforms. Yeah, I just heard that press conference on the way home. I just heard somebody ask, well, what do you think about red closeout uniforms? All right, so if you want to, you know, you want to keep buying what's not reality, then you go ahead. But reality is this team is maxed the freaking out. And it's a miracle they're here. And you should know that. And you should believe that. You should not think that this team ever had a chance to really win a freaking title. They're going to need Jokic to break both his legs. Maybe they'll have a chance if Jokic breaks both his legs. Come on, man. You know, it's been a Cinderella season, a Cinderella playoff run. A nightmare of a season. So all of a sudden, did you think the team that played for 3 weeks was the real team? Come on. You know, and I'm not doing this to Butler. That guy's gave you everything. I told you this about Butler. You got one star. His legs are dead. He's carried you all the way to this point. He is on balls right now. Balls and fumes. He ain't got no gas left in that tank. That's why you've seen him completely. Brother, the last game, Grant blocked his shit, and it was an ugly block. And then today it was Tatum with an ugly-ass block. It's the kind of block that a 48-year-old man gets when he goes to the park. And there's a 17-year-old kid that's posting him up, and the old man tries to turn around. The 17-year-old says, old man, get out of here. You ain't got no hops. Did you watch that? You notice that at all? Butler's got no legs. He can't play an entire season. So that's the reason why you're a 7 or 8 seed, because if he plays the other 20 games, or at least 15 of those 20 games, you got a much better record, and you're not an 8 seed or a 7 seed anymore. You know how Spo says, well, you know, we're really a 4 seed. Yeah, dude, if your guy could actually play in a 75-game season, but he can't. So since he can and you don't have another star, you end up in the 8 seed. So he can't carry you. So now you're asking him to carry all the load all the way through the playoffs. As I told you on a tweet before, the salaries of Tyler Hero, the salaries of Duncan Robinson, and God bless him, he's improved himself and all that, and the salary of Kyle Lowry. Those three salaries are your cancers on this team. If you were actually able in the front office, that unfortunately Riley has struck out over and over again, if you get those $70 million and use 40 of it for one star, you can keep Bam. Anybody that tells you got to get rid of Bam, I'm telling you, Bam's not a star, but you don't want to get rid of Bam. What you need in a perfect world would have been to get rid of all that $70 million, find a way to use 40 of that $70 million for a star. Then you got a number one star along with Butler. Caleb's your third, and then Bam along with the role players doing their thing, setting picks, dribble handoff drives, pick and rolls, all the stuff that he does that he's really good at, right? As an ancillary player, as a complementary player, as a super role player. That's how you use Bam. I know who Bam is, dude. I'm old enough. I saw P.J. Brown. So what? He's got a little bit more offense than P.J. Brown. Okay, so what? I'm not paying P.J. Brown to be a star, and neither am I paying Bam. But you did, unfortunately. But having said all that, the Lowry, Duncan, and Tyler Hero salaries are freaking useless. Okay, let's just be honest. If you had a star instead, it would make up for all of that and more. That's the real problem on this team. But if you look deep down inside and say to yourself, 4 years ago, Butler's going to take you to 3 Eastern Conference championships, go to the finals once, maybe a second time, only by himself, no other star. Come on, man. You would have told that person they were crazy. Okay, so please step into reality. Stop thinking what Bam isn't. Stop making this team out what they're not. And realize that Coach Spo coaches the shit out of teams, that he makes them better than what they really are. Whether you're in the bubble, whether you've got a scrub team that can go 31-10 in the second half, whatever it is, dude, the guy figures out ways to get the most he can out of it. And eventually, this prince was going to turn into a frog, whether you like it or not. Brother, this isn't the Heat experience. Okay? This isn't the Heat audio experience. All right? I'm sorry. This isn't Heat Weekly. Nothing wrong with those things going on, but they only have one agenda, and it's not objective. Okay? I got no ties to anything. I can be nice and objective. I just wish some of you would be nice and objective with yourselves. Appreciate the shit out of Spo and Jimmy Butler. As pissed off as you are right now, as frustrating as it might be, as mad as you are right now, look deep down inside and say, damn, dude, really? What more can I ask from these people? You know, I was living a dream right now, and they've shook me. And really, the Celtics are a better team. They should be winning. That's all. By the way, you can make a donation through Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show, since we're burning the midnight oil for you guys here on a Saturday night. Man of 1,005 Holtz, thank you for the super chat. He says, bum out of bio is Whiteside, Miami Sparklers. You know, man, I'm not going to do that to Bam. I don't think Bam's a bum. I just think that he's mislabeled. And then we demand too much. Not me, but those of you out there, you think he's that, and he's not. And he shows you over and over and over again he's not. He just flashes everyone. That's what role players do. They have a night or two, three, four that are amazing throughout the season, but they don't do it every night, and they can't carry you. And that's, I'm not doing the bum thing. I'm doing this. That we're putting too many expectations on him. That's not who he is. The Heat screwed up. They gave him a max contract. It is what it is. He had him by the balls. God bless him. Take the money and run, baby, as Steve Miller would say. But I'm not killing Bam because I know what he's not. And I'm not killing Jimmy because what more do you want from the guy? I just don't know what more. Wade could not take you to three Eastern Conference Finals with the same bunch. It just wouldn't happen. No, very few people. Nobody does it, bro, pretty much. Just think about it. Look around the league. How many players by themselves, one star on the team? And by the way, you know, Embiid has had a hell of a lot more help than Jimmy Butler every day of the. In fact, wasn't Jimmy Butler with Embiid? Okay. Anyway, so you know what I'm saying? That they've had plenty there, and he can't produce the same as Jimmy Butler. Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving were over in the Nets, and they couldn't do what Jimmy Butler's done in 4 years. If we're going to be honest with ourselves, if we're going to look at it objectively and take the anger out of what's gone on now that you're down, oh, you're about to become the one out of 151. Yeah, well, it is what it is. What can I tell you? It sucks. I hate it. But I'm going to look at what this team is, and brother, they're not that special. Didn't I tell you before this playoff started, and when the Knicks series was going on, go back and look at it. It's recorded. This isn't a top 15 Heat team in their franchise history. Are you listening to me? I can come up with 15 teams in the history of the Miami Heat way better than this team. 15 of them. Easily. I can come up with 15 years of teams that are easily better than this team. Stop making it what it's not. Appreciate what the hell you got, bro. I'm telling you. But the pressure is on Riley. Riley's got to come up with the star, and he can't come up with the star. That's the real problem here. Okay? Adam Pinkser, thank you for the love on Cash App. He says, oh, I feel like I'm trapped in a nightmare. I can't wake up from Lowry and Bam have to be traded. How can anyone not see? No, I'm not trading Bam. I'm telling you, it's the Lowry salary. It's the Tyler salary. It's the Duncan salary. You get rid of that stuff. That's a lot of money there. I keep Bam as my super role player. He's my Udonis Haslam. He's my PJ Brown. You know, he's my James Posey. You know, he's my I know who this guy is. I've watched him over the years. They might be a little different, right? Udonis Haslam is a little different than Bam Adebayo, right? And PJ Brown's a little different than Bam Adebayo, but they're still that guy that's like number four. They're not one, twos, or threes. And as much as we all worship at the throne of Udonis Haslam, we all know Udonis Haslam is not Tim Hardaway. And Zoe, we all know he's not Wade. We all know he's not Bosch. We all know he's not LeBron. We all know he's not Jimmy Butler. But he's special in so many of the other ways. besides being Mr. Miami, because obviously from Miami High and everything and all that kind of stuff. But, of course, homegrown, and he was a hell of a player. And what he did against Nowitzki in 2006 in the championship, he played really good defense. He was a solid mid-range shooter. He was a money player, much more than Bam, actually, to be quite honest. Much more money when it comes to shot. But whatever, still, Bam, UD, PJ Brown, they're all the same dude. None of them are going to be the focal points of your offense because they cannot do it. They're the complementary cog to the offense. And the faster most of you actually understand that, the faster you'll come to understanding that it's just the Heat screwed up and gave him a contract that he's not worth it, but he's still a very useful player in what he does. But he just has to be the guy that complements the stars, and that's the real problem with this team, you know. So I'm not there to get rid of Bam. You and I are going to disagree on that one, Adam, as always. I appreciate it. Thank you. Hateful Steve, of course, jamming on Spo and Butler. Nice job, as always. We can count on Hateful Steve. Remember, you can make a Bitcoin donation on Cash App or Venmo. That is Cash Big O Show. That is Cash Big O Show. Let's see what we got here. Let me go through a couple of these texts that I'm sure there's a lot of pissed off people going on. I think I want to embalm myself. Rough one. Big O, sad day, my brother. Yeah, it sucks. It sucks because you're about to become part of a really ugly stat. That's why it sucks. Heat players are gassed. Too many minutes, too many injuries. I think Jimmy's gassed. That's what I really feel. I kind of feel for him, to be quite honest. And he mustered some energy at the end, and son of a bitch came through, man. He tried. I'm just here for the complaints, just to think of it this way. You were losing to Darth Jokic anyways. Yep, you are losing to Jokic. You are correct. But it would be at least nice. It would be a hell of an accomplishment just to get to the finals for this team. That's like winning the finals for this team because they have no business even being in the Eastern Conference Finals. Let's be honest. But everything's, you know, kind of gone their way, and here they are. Jose says, I'm still with Big O. Blow up the team. Trade Butler for a couple of first rounders. Trade Bam and Hero. Let's get rebuild this thing. Only one I'm keeping is Gabe and Martin. Question is, I wish it was that easy. You know what I'm saying? Can you get another star, a real star next to Jimmy? If I can do that, I'd hang on to Jimmy. You know what I'm saying? If I can get that other star, that's what Jimmy needs, man. He needs that other horse. You know what I'm saying? Has to be a horse. If you're going to try to do it. What else do we have? Damn it, back to Boston. We are in trouble now. Well, Dennis, I thought we were in trouble tonight because you had given them the life of the two wins. You know, I wasn't worried and concerned about the when it was 3-1. I said, hey, man, you can lose a game. It's what you do in the next one. Then when you got your ass blown out, I was like, yeah, this is not good. This is not good. Riley needs to step down. Harrison needs to take over. Simple as that. Yeah, I'm not doing that, bro. I'm riding with Riley. What comes after Riley, I have no idea. We did that with Shula. I'm not doing that again. But you're probably young, so you didn't live it. I made the mistake with Shula. I'm not doing that with Riley. They would say in Top Gun, I'm not leaving my wingman. Okay. I'm not leaving my wingman. So I'm staying with Riley. I'm just telling Riley, yo, what the F, bro? Get your shit going, bro. Get the star. You used to be able to get stars. You're not getting stars. Kyle Lowry for $30 million. That's why I was laughing. Well, you know, Kyle Lowry's making some shots. Oh, bullshit, dude. He's a freaking $30 million role player. off the bench. I don't want that shit. That's a waste of money. Nothing justifies that terrible ass contract that they gave him. You know? Zachary's with me. I don't blame Jimmy at all. He's doing what he can with no help. No star, man. Josh Hart says, bro, tell me this is a dream. I know, bro. It's painful. It sucks. It does suck. But again, big picture. You tell me Jimmy has no star next to him and he goes to three Eastern Conference Finals and possibly two NBA final trips. I'm like, wow, that's pretty impressive. Okay. Alzigeri's right about Butler, but wrong about everything else. Big O, they went 9-40 at some point. That's not being ignorant. Big O, they added seconds after the Butler free throw. Oh, please. Yep, that's it. The Heat are maxed out. Lisa says, heartbreaking loss. I think Heat are in trouble going back to Boston. I think the Heat are toast on Monday, to be quite honest. They have a shot, obviously, because you always have a shot. We got to say that. But I just think the Heat are toast on Monday. Invincible. I got you now. Caleb Martin should have been the one taking the threes at the end, not Robinson, if you ask me. Shit, but Robinson hit some key ones, dude. He hit some nice ones. I know he missed two brutal ones at the end, but, dude, he hit a few. Robinson, I got to give him some love, man. He's improved as a player all around on his offensive game. He even tries on defense and does his best. I got to say, he's turned out – I got to give him credit. Green Lion, thank you for the love on the super chat. He says, Bam is just an 18-mil-a-year guy getting the max. Move Bam's bad contract and Duncan plus picks for a star, maybe Lowry at deadline. Poor Jimmy is gassed. Exactly. You don't block his shot in the last two games the way they have. It's just, he's done, dude. He's done. He's worn out. And he can't even play a whole season. He can only play 75% of a season. And he's worn out. Because he doesn't have another star. And when he plays, he has to carry them. He has to do so much. It's bullshit, dude. And now you're going to trash him? No, that's not fair to trash Jimmy Butler. I appreciate everything he's done, okay? You screwed up as a franchise. You didn't get the star next to him. And that's where you screwed up. It's not Jimmy's fault. And it's not Spo's fault. I don't know what more. What other coach and player can go to, you know, three Eastern Conference Finals in 4 years and possibly two NBA Finals? None. I don't know what more I can ask from those guys. I would be so unfair and unrealistic to be demanding more from those guys when we see plenty of teams with two stars or three, and they don't do shit, man. They don't get anywhere. And I'm supposed to, like, pick on these guys? Get the hell out of here. Victor Huertas, Big O, do you think we have any chance? I'm crying right now. I mean, of course they have a chance. If you're asking me, they lose on Monday. Okay? Yeah. And Boston is all full of themselves now. Now they got the break. Not only did they kick the Heat's ass for two straight games, today they played a tough game on the road and got the break and got it done. So now they've got luck on their side on top of talent. That's like super dangerous. Oh, and now you got home court advantage. No, I don't like anything about the Heat on Monday at all. I really don't. I think they're going to get blown out on Monday. Big O, did you see my rounded the clock 3 seconds from 2.1, 2.7? I don't know, bro. NBA, whatever. You know. They probably shouldn't even been in that position to get back into the game. So, whatever. Stephen Rowell, thank you for the love on the super chat, my man. Celtics are a better team. Just hate that we were teased with Heat getting 3-0 lead and have to live with being the only team to blow a 3-0 lead. Wish Heat would have lost game three instead. Right. That's what it is. That's all. It's for us, it's the frustrations of the 3-0 lead. It's all of that. But we can't, we got to bottle up that anger and not direct it at Jimmy Butler and Spo. What more can you do? I don't know what more. Without Jimmy, you don't come anywhere near the Eastern Conference Finals, right? And without Spo, to me, I'm sorry. I lay this at the feet of Pat Riley. And you know, you keep asking these guys to squeeze the rag and get every ounce of water out of that rag, and it's a rag. And you're not giving him, oh, here's Zoe and here's Timmy. You know, oh, wait a minute, Zoe went down. Let me give you a Anthony Mason. And, you know, hey, and then let me add Dan Majerle and let me add all the other guys. He used, hey, let me get you a Shaq and let me get you a Wade and let me get you Posey and let me get you, you know, and let me just start, you know, and let me add Gary Payton and let me add this, and let me add UD and let me add, and then, oh, hey, let me add, a lot. Let me add LeBron, Bosch, Wade, Battier, Ray Allen. Come on, man. I'm sorry. And so here's Spo and here's Jimmy Butler. And then where's my Hardaway? Where is it? Where's my Bosch? Where's my LeBron? Where's my Shaq? Where's my Zoe with the, give me Zoe with a kidney ailment. Not pre-kidney. Just give me Zoe 06, bitch. That's who I blame. I love you, Riley, but you're the one to blame here. I can't ask for any more of what I've seen over the last four. I can't sit there and say, oh, yeah, no, these guys, yeah. No, I knew they would be in the Eastern Conference 3 out of 4 years when, yeah, I knew Jimmy Butler all by himself was going to take them to Eastern Conference. And I knew that possibly he'd be in the NBA Finals once or twice. Yeah, no, I knew that that was going to happen. Come on, man. Right. You knew he was going to do what Embiid can't with Harden, with Butler, you know, with what's the other guy's name that they gave the money instead of Butler, and I'm blanking now. I mean, give me a break, dude. Enough. It's just, this is more about reality. Some of you out there need to take a step back and stop asking Bam to be what he's not. And take a step back and realize this last 4 years you've maxed it out. You've overmaxed it. You had no business having this kind of success with one star only on the team. Okay. And by the way, a star that probably is a number two, really. And we really are, you know, really going to label the proper number. He's a one here because they have no choice. They have to live and die with him. You know what I mean? But so all I can tell you. Nicholas says it sucks that all the role players stepped up tonight and had good games, but Bam didn't do much and Jimmy is gassed. Well, Bam's another role player. That's where you see Nicholas, you fell into the trap. That's one of the role players that didn't step up. Celtics almost choked this game away. Wouldn't put it past them to choke it in game seven. Hope Pat doesn't give bad contracts to Gabe and Struce. Pat Riley needs to stop dropping the ball and get us another superstar next to Jimmy Butler. Trade these bad contracts of Hero, Duncan, Lowry. Redo the roster. XJ says organization tarnished forever. Yeah, tarnished with three titles. A shitload of Eastern Conference championship appearance, all kinds of division titles, players that are going into the Hall of Fame. Yeah, no, I know. Two coaches that are Hall of Fame caliber. Yeah, no. so tarnished. Tarnished with success. If we're tarnished, what are the Knicks? If we're tarnished, what are the Magic? If we're tarnished, what are the Charlotte Hornets? Some of you guys say some of the dumbest shit out there, bro. Seriously. Bam still hasn't learned how to shoot and stretch the floor. Most bigs in the NBA can shoot from anywhere on the court. Bro, if he hasn't learned by now, that ain't ever going to happen. That's done right there. Mateo, thank you, sir, for the love and the super chat. It ain't over yet. Faith in Spo. I have faith in Spo, and I have faith in Butler, but I can only be realistic and ask so much from those men who have given you more than you could really expect, to be quite honest. We'll see you guys on Monday, same time, same place. And you know how we do it. Same bat channel.
Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.